Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Sophie and Rada with your 10 a.m. Deadlines. In local news, women who have a higher genetic risk of depression are more likely to develop heart disease, even without a diagnosis, University of Queensland researchers have found. The study was conducted on 300,000 people that highlights a gender-specific link absent in men, which is different from traditional factors that cause cardiovascular disease, such as BMI, smoking, or high blood pressure. Dr. Sonia Shah from UQ's Institute of Molecular Bioscience states that women with a genetic link or diagnosis of depression should be assessed as heart disease increases for women after menopause. Dr. Shah calls for a frequent heart health checks for women with a history of depression and a need for more gender-focused cardiovascular research and better representation of women in clinical trials.
A plan for Victoria Park to be developed as an Olympic venue to be reconsidered after being previously shut down by the Labor government. The most advanced plan includes a multi-venue precinct, including a stadium at the northwest corner of the park, while other venues for the Games include the Gabba, Cusack and Hamilton. Victoria Park has the most potential for public transport links. In the review submission of the plan, Arcadis Brisbane Games and legacy lead Paul Allen argued that the stadium would complement the park rather than diminish the green space. However, there is also a discussion of also implementing a permanent aquatic centre that would likely attract private investors. In a statement to the press, Allen said he believed that such a large-scale project provides many opportunities for commercialisation.
In national news, Treasurer Jim Chalmers has conceded that Labor may face the very real risk of losing the 2025 federal election. Despite his pessimistic outlook, Chalmers has voted to continue to support Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, even if the government is in minority. Chalmers pledged that in any case, a future Australian Labor government would continue their economic plan in order to ensure stability. The interview comes in wake of declining support for the Albanese government, with polling showing only 38% of Australians have confidence in the federal government. This is in spite of Albanese enjoying significantly higher support than the opposition leader, Peter Dutton.
The Environmental Protection Authority has reached a $100,000 settlement against the salt mining company after 9 hectares of mangroves were destroyed in North Adelaide. As part of the settlement, mining operator Buckland Dry Creek has paid $100,000 towards an environmental monitoring study over the next 3 years. BDC will retain its operating license. However, they are required to pump excess hypersaline solution if it accumulates in the ponds south of the mangrove forest. A collection of community members, the St. Kilda Mangrove Alliance, has been campaigning against the BDC since the operation began 4 years ago. Spokesperson Miriam Yip has stated while the ground salinity is stabilising, it is still above historical records. She believes that the monitoring program is not enough and further action must be taken to protect the region.
In international news, a controversy over sanitary pads in China revealed major brands selling pads shorter than advertised, sparking national outrage on social media. Women have criticised this discomfort and leakage, which is linked to the broader issue of gender inequality. Qi Zhang, an associate lecturer from the University of St Andrews in Scotland, stated that the pad scandal is a part of the larger struggle against systemic gender biases, not just in the marketplace, but also in societal attitudes and policies. In China, sanitary products are taxed at 13%, one of the highest rates for consumer goods. This as well as the pink tax, which often makes products marketed towards women more expensive and lower in quality, have contributed to the frustration.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 29 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 30. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all for your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. for more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to 4zz.org.au/news.
The Gap Local Organic Co-op has been providing certified organic fresh produce, groceries and bulk goods for over 10 years.
With environmental sustainability and fostering community at the heart of everything they do, the Gap Loco is an alternative to corporate-minded supermarket giants and a proud 4ZZZ subscriber discount outlet. Just show your sub card for 10% off.
Tucked away in Ashgrove, they're open 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. every Monday with home delivery available by arrangement. Check them out at thegaploco.com or follow the Gap Loco on socials.